Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. Normally we visit with Steve on Fridays, and we'll do that, you know, probably not this Friday because it'll be, you know, the 3rd, and most people will be celebrating the 4th of July holiday, but next week. But, Steve, I'm glad to get you on today because when I heard what I think you're about to tell us, I got very excited because it's very rare that issues like this are brought forth specifically from our head coach and Lloyd Pierce, who was adamant and spoke out about it, about changing some things with polling places and precincts, and then you turn right back around a few weeks later and it's actually done. What's the news today about State Farm?
So, thank you, Carl. We announced today, along with the chairman of the Fulton County Commission and the voters, the chairman of the Fulton County voting, that State Farm Arena will now be a polling place. We're calling it Election Central for Fulton County. So, starting on July 20th, with the early voting for the runoff, you can come to the building and safely and social distantly, if there was such a word, vote. And then we will also be the destination for all mail-in voting. You guys have been on our practice court inside our building.
Yes.
And that practice court, we're turning it over along with the media entrance and the media dining room to the election people, and that's where they'll be counting all the votes that are mailed in. And then 3 weeks prior to the election, we will be open for early voting for the big November election, and we anticipate tens of thousands of people to be able to come into our building to vote comfortably, safely, and quickly.
Mr. Coonan, what does opening up State Farm Arena do for voting for citizens here in the Atlanta area?
Well, what we're hoping is it's going to make it so easy that more people vote than we've ever had before. There has been issues with voting in Fulton County, significant issues. And we've believed that by creating a place that everybody knows, the parking will be available at no charge. The MARTA will now open its station for it. And, you know, an arena done well is town hall or the public square for the city. You can live in Milton or you can live in South Atlanta. As long as you're a registered Fulton County voter, you can come in and vote in a very easy, and again, you know, I don't know where you vote, but if you're voting in a library or a school, there's not a whole lot of space. There's not a whole lot of room to be safe. The one thing we have is a tremendous amount of space. And we're going to take that space and use it to get more people to vote so we can create change in this market.
It's Hawks CEO Steve Coonan. If you're just joining us, Fulton County and the Atlanta Hawks are partnering to transform State Farm Arena into Georgia's largest ever voting precinct for August runoff and November's general elections. So I think, Steve, and again, this is big news. It's great news. But I think it's important that what you said about, you know, the convenience of it. And we've heard various things and reports about how difficult at times it's been with, you know, these polling places. And I think with the Hawks idea, and again, a big shout out to Tony Ressler, everybody involved. I mean, Fulton County Chairman, Lloyd Pierce, all these folks who have been a part of this. The General Manager of MARTA, his name's Jeff Parker, because you just talked about MARTA making it easy for folks to get there. This is really cool. And I say that because this shouldn't be hard. It should be one of the easiest things we do as citizens.
And our building allows us, we'll have the top connectivity. Poll workers historically have been volunteers with very little training. We are going to use all of our employees as poll workers.
Oh, wow.
You know, we have, because of our ownership group's belief in taking care of our employees, we have been paying them since Corona has hit. And we're asking them if they're comfortable to step up and work the polls. We will have an IT department, which has never been available for any of, you don't have an IT department at your firehouse or your library. And so any kind of issues that come up, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we fix it and facilitate. So, and then we're challenging every NBA team. You know, the season's starting in December. Open your building. Become part of the community. Drive people to vote.
That's huge. And one of the reasons, if you're listening, if you're wondering why it's so big, long lines. It's people that were waiting for 4.5 hours in line to vote, the lack of voting machine, the malfunctioning in a lot of the voting machines. And a lot of people didn't get a chance to cast their ballot because of these things. And it was a complete meltdown. New voting machines were reported being missing. And most of these things predominantly happen in the minority areas, and that's who experienced the most problems. So I respect it 100%. Now, how vital is it having a coach like Coach Lloyd Pierce, who speaks up, who's there for his players, and majority of them are minority, but it doesn't matter the color of them, to have a coach under your wings that is there for his players 100%, no matter the cause, no matter the fashion. How important is that to the organization?
Well, just remember, these are young men, and our team is younger than most. You know, these are very young men, and we have a chance to help them become great citizens. And when they have a head coach like Lloyd Pierce, who walks the walk and does the talk, it makes a difference. And, you know, I'm hoping that people realize that by us opening the building and promoting and marketing, we don't care who you vote for. We care you vote.
Right.
And this is the one right we all have, and it is the only thing that can make change by bringing in new ideas and new people with ideas. Do your work. Do your research. Know who to vote for. Your district attorney, your sheriff, your legislators, both senators from Georgia. And don't have your voice suppressed. Have your voice counted. And that's what we're going to do.
It is Hawks CEO Steve Koonin joining us again on this Monday. And we normally, you know, reserve our time with Steve later in the week. We've talked a lot about the restart of the NBA, which we are excited about, but this affects our community. And so we wanted to make sure that we put the word out. There'll be more information for you to get, guys, but bottom line, Fulton County and the Hawks are partnering together, and, you know, you're going to have a chance to vote at State Farm Arena. And I love the idea of keeping your employees on staff there and having them trained up so that they can help because, as you said, they've been on the payroll. I want to ask you about this. I'm looking at it right now because I saw it this weekend. Full-page ad. Thank you, Vince.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. History, it talks about Vince Carter, Tony Ressler, principal owner. There's a nice paragraph here. If you didn't see it this weekend, the Hawks have got a full-page ad thanking Vince Carter.
Yeah, actually written by Tony and designed by Tony.
Okay.
And a heartfelt message by Tony, which I think is the best part of it, is that it comes from the heart. And Vince was such an incredible influence on our team and our young players. And really loved having him here, hated the season ended the way it did, because we had planned a huge tribute night for him on the last game of the year, April 15th. Wow, that seems a long time ago. And hopefully he'll let us honor him again. But we could not let his retirement go by without acknowledging the significant contribution he made to us. So I thought it was great, and Tony took the lead and said, I'm going to write this one. Marketing people got a day off.
Well, job well done. Not only with that, but also with what you guys are doing in the community. Steve, thank you for coming on the show and sharing this with Atlanta. I just got a tweet. I'm going to retweet it from one of our listeners. It says, hats off to Koonin and the Hawks, definitely making a difference on and off the court. Amazing. So that's how people feel.
Great. Well, let's keep doing it, guys.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.